Welcome to the Helpless Female Files podcast. An ordinary woman has extraordinary fun, featuring the always learning, sometimes supervised, and usually hungry Laura Blodgett. Episode 1, Helpless Female Hikes to Six Lakes Basin with Wild Greg and his Minions. If it took 5 hours to hike 8 miles, you know the terrain was technically challenging. I can run 8 miles comfortably, well inside of 80 minutes nowadays, on the routes around home. That would be either barefoot or wearing my Luna sandals, depending on the current level and distance of roughness I have adapted to. It even includes hills sometimes, and all at an elevation near 3,000 feet above sea level. I had run 8 miles the morning we left for camping. This may have been an error in judgment. The hike to Six Lakes Basin was presented to me as a short morning hike to see some pretty lakes. The signs and map said 4 miles in. I would make it to the first lake in the basin, but not without moaning and pain. True. Some of it was psychological pain. I hate being last, but when it comes to doing things with Wild Greg and his minions, keeping up is an illusion at best. On this trip, he only took 3 minions, the 3 youngest daughters, ages 19 to 24. They have been calling themselves minions well before it was popularized because of the use of the word in books they have read. Sometimes, all of them would wait for me with the irritating cheerfulness of people who never seem to get out of breath. Other times, they would say well-meaning things such as, "You're in great shape, you can do it," as anyone who is feeling oxygen deprivation loves to hear. Meanwhile, my legs were cramping or I was doing a wobbly dance over loose shale that was part of a slide on a 60-degree slope. It all started back at Black Lake, a remote lake in Idaho, about 40 miles northwest of Council, Idaho. This is not a straight 40 miles. The first few miles are on a paved backcountry highway, which is lined with an odd assortment of non-official signs declaring that it is not Highway 95. Highway 95 exits Council in the other direction. The road is Moser Road, but then a right turn and a left turn get you onto Council Cuprum Road, which follows Hornet Creek. This soon devolves into a 25-mile-an-hour gravel road, passing through a rural neighborhood of mixed character. Several of the landowners chose to build their houses about 3 feet from the road and are apparently going for the hillbilly shoot them if they look at you cross-eyed atmosphere. One sign says something like, "Grandma has her own way of dealing with speeding." The caps were in the original. When we smiled and waved, going by at the speed limit, our greeting was received with a scowl. One could suppose that they don't know what 25 miles per hour looks like, or they want to make passers-by feel as unwelcome and nervous as possible. Okay, it all may have started way before Black Lake. The trip started getting significantly more stressful after we passed through the signs of intimidation and turned onto the road not recommended for passenger cars. I contend that what they meant to say was not recommended for passengers. The narrow, rutted, rocky road was so frequently on the edge of a precipitous drop that the minions were banned from saying the word cliff anymore. On more than one occasion, we would drive up a rise in the road and not be able to tell if and where the road went next. I knew it was extreme when Wild Greg would stop the vehicle and try to peer over the dashboard to determine if there was a turn at the dip. There was some comic relief when we began to have to stop every mile or so to pick up a piece of someone's camping gear from the middle of the road. We left the first item, a small tent in a bag, not really understanding what was going on. However, 2 large red sleeping bags, 1 hard-shell case with a spendy bow and arrows, and a couple of thick bike cables later, we were hoping they would notice their loss soon. Our Suburban had already been packed floor to ceiling before those additions. We left behind the chunks of firewood that they were leaving us as breadcrumbs, but fortunately not any so big as to make our progression any more difficult. I will say that at this point in the cliffhanger, having six pillows piled on my lap was comforting. The minions in the back seat were well padded with the orphaned sleeping bags, albeit now prematurely covered with camping dirt. Wild Greg watched the road carefully for panicked campers returning on the one-lane road in the opposite direction. When we were nearly to the Black Lake campground, a red pickup truck with scary big tires came tearing into view with a cloud of dust. They seemed to be motioning for us to get out of their way, but Wild Greg calmly stopped the car and stepped into the road between the vehicles while motioning for them to approach. We made the transfer of goods with less thanks than I would have expected. They may still have been highly focused on finding the tent. After all the desolate driving, not seeing anyone else other than a father and son on an ATV, we were surprised to find a very established campground full of people at the lake. One could easily imagine how rumors of elves in the woods get started, except these elves had pickup trucks and dogs. Wild Greg said that was quite a change from when he had seen it 20 years ago. Still, he and his minions managed to scout out a private campsite on the other side of the lake by traversing an even more questionable road. The rest of us got out to walk so as to make the car as light as possible for Wild Greg to maneuver. It was a much nicer location than the side-by-side campsites, and particularly nicer than the last available spot next to the outhouse. Some pre-prepared hot potato soup and a good night's sleep helped replenish me. I slept soundly all night, except for when Wild Greg's snoring sounded like a bear growling, first in my dreams, then as I lay in the dark trying to figure out if something was trying to get into the tent. Bears had been mentioned when we had passed signs to the likes of Huckleberry Campground and Bear Lake the day before. The next morning, having not been eaten by a bear after all, although one was seen up close by a minion the next day, I finished my fried egg and ham on an English muffin as I listened to Wild Greg and his minions discuss where to hike that day. They passed the Forest Service map around, and I heard comments about mileage and elevations. They reached a consensus, deciding to hike to Six Lakes Basin. I have hiked many places in my life, having been introduced to backpacking at around the age of 10. In all those subsequent 44 years, no one has asked me to be in charge of a hike. I suspect this may have something to do with my poor sense of direction. Still, I know a lot about trails and have certain expectations. Whoever blazed this trail broke several rules. For one thing, the trail predominantly went straight up the side of the mountain. By the end of the first mile, I was repenting any bad attitude I had ever had about switchbacks. Switchbacks are your friends. Temporary though it may be, they often provide a little space of semi-flatness. The incline on this trail was steep enough that the back muscles of one leg were tightening in an ominous way. When the trail had some level areas, it was often an awkward, narrow trench between two walls of weeds, weeds that started at knee level and reached to my armpits, or it was loose, sharp rock in the middle of a rock slide waiting to continue to happen. If I hadn't had the balance and foot flexibility afforded by my Luna sandals, I would have been in more distress. I kept trying to remember what my sister had said just before I left for camping. Remember, camping is fun. I wondered what she does when camping. Things started getting better when Wild Greg stopped leaving me behind. Being last always leaves me with some, though probably irrational, fears of being lost. This trail was not always clearly marked, and when the four of them would disappear around a corner, my heart rate would spike. End of part one. Go to the second audio to hear the rest of the story.